Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back recording on December 7th, getting ready for the huge upcoming home game against the Minnesota Vikings, a revenge game. We'll get into all that in a moment, but we'll be getting ready for it. But before we do, let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Rud Dog.
Yo.
UJ.
Hello, everybody.
And Bob.
Hello.
All right, gentlemen, so fresh off the ass-kicking of the Jacksonville Jaguars, we are headed into a big division rivalry game here. The Lions, obviously, playoff lives are every week's a playoff game here on out, basically, for the Lions. And it starts with the revenge game against the Vikings, a team that we were up by double digits with 7.5 minutes left in Minnesota, and we blew it with under a minute left. Dan Campbell regrets not going for it on fourth down. Instead, kicks a field goal. It sails a million miles to the right. And the rest is history. But this is a different Lions team, obviously. They are winners of four of their last five. Played the Bills, who a lot of people think is the best team in the NFL, to a game they probably should have won, honestly, on Thanksgiving. It's Kirby Joseph's at safety. Amani Warrior is no longer playing defense in this one. Obviously, the comeuppance of the defense as a whole, the defense line, you got James Houston. We got it all, but there's just a lot to be excited about, a lot that's different coming to this game. Obviously, also on the offensive side, we're pretty much fully healthy, with except for the absence of Vitae. But this is a different team. Before we get into our next segment, you guys, just how are you guys feeling coming in against this Vikings team?
Oh, feeling great, man. We're rolling, confident. Rolling. Bring them on.
Confident.
I ain't scared.
Well, I can think of nothing better to start this episode off than bringing in a sorry victim into the Lions' den. You know, we get these delusional people every week that come in here. But this one might take the cake. He's a Vikings fan. He thinks they're an actually good team at 10-2, but they are one of the luckiest teams in NFL history by a lot of different metrics. They are the 31st ranked defense behind us because of our horrible start this year. And that of course, is the Minnesota Vikings. And we're going to have Levi enter the Lions' den. Levi. We don't know why you were stupid enough to come on, but thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks to your brother. Your brother kind of forced me, so.
Welcome.
All right, so Levi, we like to start off the segment by asking just because we don't understand why anybody is a fan other than of the Lions. So we really, really don't understand why the hell you're a Vikings fan. So try to explain it to us. You probably won't accept it, but you know, you can do your best shot.
Yeah, so I've been a Vikings fan ever since I was little. I've watched them every Sunday. I used to have a Chris Carter teddy bear when I was younger, and on his foot, I would press it, and it would just chant the Vikings chant. So,
wow. Like what?
The Vikings chant.
Well, I was waiting for after the podcast. I'm done.
No, give it to us now.
You want it you now?
What, is it a chant or a song? Or
no,
what
it's the fight song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we could do that at the end.
Yeah, well, okay. Save for that. Yeah.
I thought it was like Skull or something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those stupid things.
Well, no. It's the actual fight song.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll hear that later.
So Chris Carter teddy bear made you a Vikings fan.
That's just kind of the when I was really little, when I was like,
wow, ugly brainwashing.
Levi, right, was it like Ted? Did you guys go out smoking and stuff and hang out?
You didn't deny it. You didn't say no.
Oh gosh.
What do you think? What do you think about this 10-2 Vikings team this year? Are they actually legit, or just they have a horseshoe up their ass, basically?
So
the fortune of.
So what I think of the Minnesota Vikings this year is we know how to finish, and I think that's the biggest thing when you go into the NFL and just any professional league or any sports. We don't look the best during the game. You know, we've always kind of trailed, or like sometimes we'll be up a decent amount and the team will come back just like the Jets. But at the end of the game, we know how to finish. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing this year, is that's kind of why we're 10-2. So we're really good at finishing, which in the past, the Vikings have never been good at finishing. So I think this year it's
I think this week you're going to learn how to get finished.
I will say after Hockenson leaving, it's you guys have won 4 of the last 5 games since he's been gone. So
yeah,
I mean, kudos to you guys. So you guys have been, I will say I do respect the Lions this year. They played very well football this year. Very good football. Just, this year, so.
Everybody thought Hockenson was the cancer in the locker room.
I said that today. I was like, maybe Hockenson was the cancer. That's all
I know. I'm just kidding about that part.
It was Bob's idea. So I mean, never liked the guy.
Who's got a question for our sacrificial?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. Now, is this guy legit franchise quarterback or what? You know, everyone, the jury seems to be out on him, and yet he does find success somehow. I know he's competitive, but is this guy really the long-term answer? Is he really, truly a franchise quarterback in your mind?
I honestly don't think he's a long-term quarterback. I think this year he's been struggling a little bit. I honestly think Justin Jefferson has been carrying him, because there's so many passes where Justin Jefferson will just catch the ball somehow, and it's unbelievable how he does. So I think Kirk Cousins has like around like almost 3,000 yards, and Justin Jefferson has 1,200. So almost like half the yards he's thrown has been to Jefferson. Jeez. So yeah, it's just, wow. I think Jefferson has bailed him out a lot of times. But no, I personally don't think he's the long term for the Vikings.
All right.
And yet he's going to make $30 million somewhere next year.
Yeah, I know, right?
Guaranteed. He's pretty awesome, man. I got to say. Yeah. Some
of
those catches he makes.
That's for sure.
He's a smart business guy. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you quickly about we're talking about how poor the statistics were defensively. What do you think of your defense, and are they that bad, or are they kind of coming along?
It's weird to say, because it's like, you know, we have a lot of good like talent. We have good players, but I honestly think it's probably our defensive coordinator. There's so many times, I don't know if you guys watch the Bill games. I know Josh Allen runs all the time, but it was like, no one was even there in the middle. Like we run a lot of zone, and it just seemed like no one was even there. He would just break loose, and then you would get like 25, 30 yards. So I personally think it's kind of our D coordinator. And I just think, I don't know. It's hard to say. It also hurts that we're on like our third string cornerback right now. So that doesn't help at all. But, I would just say, our defense coordinator is not doing the best right now. So obviously, since we're 31st,
I mean, all your wins are pretty much by single. Like the Lions, when I mentioned that you beat us by 4 early in the season at home, Saints by 3, Bears by 7, Dolphins by 8, Cardinals by 8.
We beat every team by 1 score except for, I think it was the Dolphins, and I think the Packers as well.
Dolphins, you won by 8, so it's like
it was by 8. I think it was just the Packers then, right?
Yep, the Packers week 1.
Yeah.
A game in which they dropped a 75-yard touchdown pass in the first
game.
That's what I mean. Horseshoe. Like, I don't understand how they keep pulling these games out. They come from behind in every one of these games, and like Washington just throws a gift interception over the middle. Yeah. The Patriots have a clear touchdown that I still don't understand how the guy reversed the Hunter Henry touchdown. It was clearly under the ball. Sense whatsoever.
The
Jets get in the red zone 6 times and score once last week. That's almost unheard of in the NFL.
Yeah.
Including getting the ball to the 1-yard line and not scoring.
Yeah.
So this is why I think the Vikings are extremely overrated. I look forward to betting against them in the playoffs for whoever they host. And also, I forgot to mention, the Lions started this right after Sunday was over. They were 3-point underdogs in Vegas against the Vikings. Now the Lions are favored by 2.5.
2.5, yeah. That's
after seeing these couple performances. Mm-hmm. But Rud Dog, I'm sure you got a question for Levi here.
Yeah, I do.
Very substantial.
Very substantial. Maybe the most important question. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being you face a Viking shield wall by yourself, and 10, you have to get red-eagled. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's an ancient Viking ritual where you have to get strung up, and they cut open your back and remove all your rib bones, and like they spread your back like a red eagle. 10 being you get red eagled. How scared are you of facing Lions this week?
I guess I would go in the middle. I guess I'm a little less scared than you guys about Matthew Stafford, because every time we always play the Lions close, every time Matthew Stafford would get the ball with under 2 minutes left, he always found a way. So I would have to go in the middle of that.
So, like, somewhere in between getting flayed alive or facing a Viking shield wall. That sounds appropriate level
here.
Like.
All
right. Okay. Well, that was an important question.
Also,
all right. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about some of the other players outside Jefferson and Cousins and Cook that we need to know about
in
this game that you think
will make an impact. I wish we gave him more touches, but I wish KJ Osborne, our third receiver, I wish he got more touches. Just more targets, because he's a really good receiver. I think he's going to be really good in the next few years. But I wouldn't say really worry about him. I would say it's tough besides those guys, because I mean, they're so key. But Za'Darius Smith, obviously. Like, he's just a beast this year. It was so clutch that we got him from the Packers this year. He's done really well this year. So,
yeah, 9.5 sacks almost.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
a third of the team sacks for one player.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. So,
and a former Packer, which I'm sure the Vikings fans.
I guess I would also say Harrison Smith. Harrison Smith has been playing pretty well lately too. So, he's been with us for years now. So he's a veteran. He's a really good safety. I would say either Za'Darius Smith or Harrison Smith. So.
Yeah, I'll even agree with you on Harrison Smith. I've always liked watching him play. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah, he's a blast to watch play. So,
yeah,
indeed, boy.
Yeah, so I am a little worried about Jamal Williams in the red zone, because it seems like he scores every time. So,
yeah, he's pretty been clutch, man.
Yeah,
beast.
Hmm.
So, what do you think of this Hockenson trade? Do you think he's going to take down your roster like he did, or locker room like he did with ours?
No, I think it was huge that Hockenson joined our team. Our other tight end went down, and he's been doing pretty good for us. I mean, I was so surprised when the Lions traded within the conference, especially to Minnesota Vikings. So, but no, I think he's a key part to our offense right now. It's helping a lot. So just another outlet, just to, because a lot of guys are double teaming Jefferson. Now Hockenson's open, so it's just another option between him, Thielen, even Dalvin rolling out or coming out, or even Jefferson. So,
yeah, and you guys going to see this week our first rounder Jameson Williams going to be breaking out, and that we got partially thanks to the Vikings in the trade. Oh,
yeah, he's coming back this week, right?
Yeah, he came back last week.
He was back.
Just tuned up a little bit, but he didn't really play too much. But I think this week they're going to unleash him. So.
Okay. Is DeAndre Swift getting more carries too? Is he?
Cause yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's back.
Yeah.
He's back, baby. He's 100% time for back the Vikings.
So I know he was like unlimited snaps and stuff. I was watching the Lions game too, so sometimes. So.
Yeah, he had more than Jamal finally.
Yeah, last week. Right? Yeah, because Jamal only had like 14 yards for a touchdown last week, I think.
It was like 30.
Yeah, a little more, but I think Swift had 12 carries and Jamal had 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, in the first game of the season, the Lions pretty much controlled the whole game against the Vikings.
Yeah.
Except for the end, where it came down to some bad coaching decisions and just mystifyingly missing assignments in the back end,
yeah,
which have largely been cleaned up because In the first, I believe, before the Hockenson trade and Aubrey Pleasant, our defensive backs coach, was fired, the Lions had the worst defense in the NFL, like especially yards given up by the secondary. But in the since that firing, so like 5 weeks, the Lions have given up the least amount of passing yards in the NFL and have the most interceptions, which I think is a great recipe against Kirk Cousins. And yeah, the Lions also been predominantly doing it using man coverage, which Kirk Cousins is the worst or bottom five in the NFL against man coverage this year. So that really excites me
as well. Yeah. Yeah. He's not the best under pressure either. So,
yeah. So Hockenson, Aiden Hutchinson, lighten him up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I think you, Jay, you got a question and then,
I don't really, I'm just curious about your offensive line. Give me your impression of your offensive line in this game. I'm curious what you think of the matchup against our D line with Hutch and some of our guys who are coming on pretty strong right now.
Yeah, so this year of all the years, our offensive line has been one of the best in the last couple of years. They've done a way better job than the other years. Our left tackle's back.
Yeah, it's Darisaw. He was hurt last week.
Yeah, who are we playing? We were playing Cowboys. That was a terrible game. And we lost like two or three offensive linemen.
I thought that was a great game.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
That was so hard to watch. It was like no one could do anything right. It was penalty after penalty. And, geez. But no, I personally think our line has really overcome a lot of obstacles and stuff. So I think we've done a lot. I think it'll be a tough matchup. Because I think the Lions with Aiden Hutchinson, I mean, he's really good rookie this year. I think he's got a really big future. So, I think it'll be a tough matchup for our line this year. So, or this game. So,
gotta look out for James Houston too.
Yep.
Yeah. Now we know Lee's way. You won't. There'll be no touchdowns for the Vikings, so you won't be able to sing your fight song. But we need to hear it from you now. Give us a little version of it.
You want it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hear it.
All right.
Hear
imagine it. You're. Imagine you're touching Chris Carter's foot.
All right, here you go. Skull Vikings, let's get this win. Little Skull Vikings, honor your name. Let's get a first down, they get a touchdown. Rock 'em, sock 'em, fight, 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 fight. Skull Vikings, run up the score. You'll hear us yell for more. V-I-K-I-N-G-S. Skull Vikings. Let's go.
Let's
give you a fun matchup.
Well done.
Gusto, too. I like it.
I told you guys I was going to be a little nervous on it.
Terrible song, but your beautiful singing voice carried
it. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, you even made up a word called skull.
I mean, considering it was brainwashed into your brain from like the age of 3, I was hoping you'd have it down, so. Well done.
All right, Levi, before we decide your fate here, give us a prediction for the game.
I'll take 31-24 Vikings. I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
Oh,
wow.
31-24 Vikings.
I don't know what you're thinking there, man.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a child?
Makes sense at all. I don't even get that one.
All right. Well, Levi, you know, you tried your best. We appreciate it.
Courage.
No, it's not happening this week for you, man. But you know, best of luck to you.
Yeah.
Thanks for hopping on the pod. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Levi.
And looks like we are graceful thanks, enough Levi. To let you just barely escape the Lions then.
You are a brave man. Yeah. Brave man.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Brave soul. Take care.
All right, Levi. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Levi.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. All right, so
wow.
Thanks to Levi for joining the pod, but another delusional fan, especially those Vikings fans this year, you know, 10-2.
Where do you find these guys at the home for the, you know, the I don't know.
The place of people who have lost their marbles.
Anyway.
I think they're at that institute where Jim Carrey was in Ace Ventura, yeah. Where he went undercover to look for that one. Ray Finkel. Ray Finkel.
Oh, right.
Anyways.
He was a brave
soul. Yeah, so thank you to Levi. But let's get into this game just a little more before we give our predictions. I really... You know, there's a reason that the money is and the line is all moving towards the Lions. This is a really favorable matchup in a lot of ways. It's just, can the Lions, it'll still be probably close because it's a divisional game. That's usually, especially against the Vikings, it always seems to be close, no matter the talent level on either side of the ball. And I think Dan Campbell really, really wants to win this one just as just because of how the first game against them went earlier this year. I think it means a lot to this whole team, actually, losing that first one. I think they're going to come out guns a-blazing against this Vikings team, ready to win, especially at home. I think this is going to be a really raucous crowd. I don't know about you guys, but the crowd's been awesome for Thanksgiving and the last game. And it's only going to be hyped up even more.
Yeah.
The way things have been trending, right?
The whole year, fans have been great. It's been fantastic. Hey,
when Lions fans get a sniff of success, we show up, okay?
Yeah. Very true. So who are you guys looking for to really step up in this game that maybe nobody's talking about quite so?
Ooh.
You know, Bob, like you mentioned nobody's Jameson Williams. I think they do throw his way maybe a couple more times this week.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be the featured guy, though. I think they're going to take a deep shot with him this week, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I think it's going to... Yeah. I think he'll catch one.
I'd like to see some like crossing routes or screens or something with him, too. Just get the ball to him in space.
Right. I think last week they just had him run straight the whole time. So they did not have him do much.
Yeah.
I don't think he's... I would be shocked if he's, like, running a post route over the middle. A crossing route, very possible. Or a quick screen pass to him on the outside, too.
Yeah.
Also very possible. Because, I mean, if you go watch back his college tape, like, one of the things he's so good at is, like, the acceleration is ridiculous from, like, 0 to 60.
Unreal.
Big running style.
He literally hits 60 too. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Three times faster than any human alive.
Mm-hmm. So, Rod Dog, who are we not focused on that you're looking to make a big play in?
Who are we not focused on that we're expecting?
Like, we talked about Hutch just now. Obviously, Goff.
I think it's the O line, man. I think if our O line comes out this week and gets the job done, we're going to cruise over this team. Keep Goff clean. Open the run lanes, and we'll have success. I think the defense is going to continue to play, you know, scrappy at the very least. But I think that O-line has a good game, shut down Za'Darius Smith, and I think we'll run away with this one. You know, I think if we, like you said, guns a-blazing, well, we did that last time we came out with guns a-blazing. This time I want to see those guns blazing through the fourth quarter, you know, like and I think if we do run out a lead like that, I don't think they're going to come close again.
Absolutely. Bob or UJ, do you have anybody, or do you want to move on to our predictions?
Yeah. Anybody in particular? I would say
go ahead.
DeAndre Swift. They've been building up to him the last couple of games, and he looks like he's finally coming into his own. And here, Campbell and Ben Johnson have shown they'll do whatever it takes to win. And here's Campbell, which if you were to generalize Campbell, you would say he's a running coach first and so on. But last week, they pretty much passed at will. I mean, 40 passes, 41 passes, whatever in that game. They show they'll do whatever it takes to win. I just have a feeling this game will favor our run game more. And I think Swift's going to light it up in this game. 100-plus yards on the ground and maybe a touchdown or two. I can see him having just a big game in this one.
Yeah, that'd be good. Hey, nice. One guy I would like to see show up again is James Houston. I want to see. He just seems to do well in his limited snaps, and hopefully he'll show up again. So,
yeah, really fun to watch. Really fun to watch.
Think they figured out that Super Mario move.
I brought
yet?
Up how bad the Vikings defense.
Yeah,
what's that?
The Super Mario movie he's talking about with that skip sack.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned how bad the Vikings defense was, but I don't think I brought up that they are the worst right now in yards per game, at least. In passing defense, they're giving up 283 yards per game passing.
Wow. And
the Jaguars are the fourth worst. So I think it's extremely favorable matchup in that regard for the Lions again this week, especially being at home, less crowd noise than what Goff is doing. Goff's numbers at home are way better than on the road. I think that's also a huge plus for us in this game. This is a bad Minnesota. They have a bunch of young cornerbacks. And besides like the occasional sack that they've been getting, they are not getting home often. Like Red Dog said, the offensive line stepped off, give Goff time. Goff has proven that he can really, really elevate this offense to a 40-point performance. And it wouldn't shock me if they reach those type of levels again, the way they've been playing.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
So want to mention that. So now let's get into our ever famous predictions. Ooh. So the over under 52 and a half, of course, it's a big one. It's two of the bottom ranked defenses, so you'd imagine it'd be a higher one, especially the last game being 28-24 right at 52, so that makes a lot of sense. And as I mentioned, Vikings opened up as 3-point favorites. Now the Lions are favored at 2.5, so a lot of fun stuff here for our predictions, but let's get to Bob first.
All right. Yeah, I think the Lions are looking forward to this one because especially after the way we kind of blew the last one, and I think Campbell puts it on himself a lot, which I think a lot of fans did too, the way he they went for the field goal. But the way we're playing right now, I don't think it really matters who we play. It's if we just play our game, I think we can beat anybody right now. And I like you say, with their defense, they're not great. And I think our offense is playing very well. So we're going to put up a lot of points, and our defense has been playing inspired football lately. And I haven't seen much on the injury report. I don't know if we had some people didn't participate. So I don't know how bad these illnesses and stuff are, but I think we're fairly healthy. Mm-hmm. So I think this could be a big home game. And like I said, I think Jameson Williams, I don't think he's going to be a featured, receiver this game, but I think he's going to break out with a highlight reel touchdown, a big touchdown in this game. And I think our running game is going to do pretty well, but I think it's going to be more passing yardage than running yardage in this game. So everything seems to be clicking right now. And defense is clicking. So I can see a big win at home, 38-15 Lions. Ooh, so they're going to won't be a one score game this time. The Lions are hungry for this one. So
how about that for back-to-back weeks, huh?
Yeah,
I like it.
All right, UJ.
Okay, well, I just tell you right now, Ragnar Lothbrok and his merry bunch of henchmen they're going to regret they made this trip to Detroit, I'll tell you that. And I hope they don't burn their boats because they're going to need them to go back and limp their sorry asses back home to Minnesota because they're going to get their asses kicked in this game. I'm telling you right now, okay? And it's going to be an over. It's going to be an over. We're going to go 40 points again. We lead the league in 40-point games. We're going to extend that lead with another 40-point game, 42-17 in this game. They're going to get a couple touchdowns. They got a couple good players. There's no doubt about it. They might sneak one in here or there. But our defense is playing really, really good right now. They're opportunistic. They're trading turnovers. And our offense is just on fire. And not only that, one of the critical things going on right now that, in the last 2 years under Campbell, we have not been this healthy. And this team is so healthy right now. We're getting everyone back. Evan Brown's back on the offensive line this week, I think. And our O-line should be even better than it has been the last couple of weeks. I just see a dominating performance at home against Minnesota. It's going to be one of those games they just wish they hadn't made this trip, I'm telling you. It's going to be 42-17 Lions. Man, it's going to be a rout. Take it to the bank.
Yeah,
I like it.
Red Dog.
A lot of good scores here. I, I just don't think we're going to give up that many points. I think this team's going to come out and this defense is going to get some more early turnovers, and they're going to break the will of this Vikings team early. This defense is going to post a shutout, 0 points. Meanwhile, the offense is going to go off. You got J-Mo getting his first TD. I like that one, Bob. I'm stealing it or borrowing it. You can have it too. I think this offense is just clicking, and they're going to really tear apart this Vikings defense, especially with Evan Brown coming back on the right side, even though I forget his name, was playing pretty solid last week on the right side. I just think this offense is humming, and they're gonna run away with this one. It's going to be easy 45-zip victory. We're just going to be drowning in Kool-Aid by the end of the night.
Goose egg, huh? Goose egg.
That would be beautiful.
Goose egg.
That would be a thing of beauty, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, I really like the matchup here for the Lions. A lot of things trending in the right direction for them, obviously. And as I said on entering Lions Den to Levi, our beleaguered guest, he just, they are the fortunes, or soldiers of fortune, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I just, the amount of luck that the Vikings have had this year is remarkable. I think their expected wins, they like are at like 5. So they're like 5 over their expected win. It's something ridiculous like that. Kirk Cousins, as he mentioned, playing just mediocre. It's not like he's been a great quarterback this season by any means for them. 18 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, nothing spectacular, with 40% of it going to one guy. A guy in Jefferson that we pretty much shut down with Amani Awardier and a ragtag group of safeties the last time around. So
wait, wasn't Okuda matched up on him last time? No,
he was, but he was getting a lot of help from safety. But we had Awardier in that game, and Hughes as our safety, and Hughes is the one that gave up the touchdown. But Awardier also had like, what was it, 5 consecutive illegal conduct penalties?
Yeah,
and, like, yeah. 7 oh, yeah. plays or something like that. It was horrible.
Yikes.
I think the Lions really cleaned up, as we mentioned on the previous podcast, like a lot of the dumb mistakes besides like those phantom holding calls that we saw like in the last game. But other than that, they've been really cleaning up their game. This is a whole new team, really a whole new defense in every statistical category since then as well. So I really like the matchup here with our offense. I'm going to go, I'll go 34 to, or no, 31-20, I think is what I had. 31-20. Yep, 31-20. I got to give the Vikings some respect. Just by, you know, historical, the Lions and Vikings always somehow play a pretty close game, but I really like the Lions.
You need to drink more Kool-Aid, Z.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Sure.
No doubt about it.
No doubt.
Hey, Z, can I ask you a question? This defense, sure. You know, I know we're ranked still one of the worst in the league, mainly because our first 7 games of the season were so freaking rotten. But do you know what it is? Like, forget those first 7 games, the last 5 games of the year, where we stand as a ranked defense?
I don't know about in yards or anything like that. I know we're number 1 in turnovers, number one in passing yards allowed. I can't speak for the running game.
Okay.
But it's definitely not, you know, obviously,
not even comparable.
We're not what we were the first.
Oh, I know. I just, you know, they're always bringing stats up like that all the time, you know.
But now we're like in the mid-20s defensively. So
that tells you a lot.
Yeah, which is pretty good because we were trending for the worst in history for the first like 5 games. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So it's,
well, if you're mid-20s, including those first 7 games, that means we're probably closer to like top 15. In the last 8 games or 7 games or whatever, it's
for
been.
Sure.
Yeah, and go check out Thursday Night Football. The Rams are hosting the Raiders, so you know, go Raiders this week. The Rams just picked up Baker Mayfield, who's on his 3rd team in a year. maybe another reclamation project for Sean McVay, but hopefully a disaster in the making, and the Rams continue to lose as they are missing almost all of their stars and playing pretty much backups on the field at this point. Which is great for us. Keep on losing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that ESPN is projecting us to have the number 2 pick for the Rams. Yeah. The number 2 pick in the draft.
That would be amazing.
At this point.
Well, I think a big matchup soon is that the Rams, I believe, are playing. Yeah, they're playing Denver the 3rd to last week of the season on the on Christmas, actually. So a big Christmas present to us would be Denver.
Just think before the season, that would have been like a highlight game, you know, like
right.
You got right. What's his face from Seattle and Russell Rams Wilson. Coming off the Super Bowl, but now it's like the two worst teams.
What a horrible trade. Horrible trade that yeah. was
Russell Wilson for yeah.
the Broncos. Oh my Atlanta. They are stuck with him for a long time and he is horrible. And the thing was, he looked horrible the last 2 years in Seattle. It's not like he like had a sudden regression this year. Like he wasn't great the last 2 years in Seattle. That's why they were willing to get rid of him.
I know. I was thinking about him. I was on a flight yesterday, and I was thinking about doing those high knees up and down the aisle, you know, like Russell Wilson was doing.
Right. So I mean, right now, if you're rooting for anything, Denver. To lose, Chicago to lose. Houston's pretty much got the first pick sewn up. They are a horrible, 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 horrible team. Like, really, really bad. Like,
back to the days of David Carr.
Cleveland won last week without scoring an offensive touchdown.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Isn't this interesting, guys? Though, like, if we
and they covered.
If we do what we are supposed to do and win this game, we're right in the thick of things, man.
Yes, sir.
My head might get too
be so
little swimmy with Kool-Aid.
Yep. And as far as the big games, I believe Washington is the one on a bye week, and then they play the Giants again, and that was on Sunday Night Football. The Seahawks, who are in front of us, they are hosting the Panthers. So that's unfortunately probably a win for them. But then the one that hopefully goes down the next couple weeks, because is the Giants. I think that's the most vulnerable team out there. They play the Eagles this week, then they have Washington, then they have Minnesota, and then they have the Colts, and then the Eagles again. They could easily lose three of those games. And we beat them, so we would have tiebreaker. Although, we won't have a tiebreaker unless we tie at this point. That tie was killer for Washington and New York, for us at least. If one of them loses, we have a better chance of making the playoffs.
We just need to focus on the Lions winning out this.
Yeah, all we can do is win. You know,
yeah.
we can't do change the fortunes of other teams.
All we do is win, no matter what.
Just win, baby.
Oh yeah. So we want to thank everybody for listening. Instagram at Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your predictions for this upcoming weekend's game where the Lions are hosting the Vikings. If you're out there, you know, send some pictures, the tailgate, or if you're at the game, whatever. We'd love to see that, too. Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. We are hosted by SidelineReport.com as well, so we greatly appreciate their support. Go check out all their articles on there leading up to the game. A lot more exciting stuff to write about when the Lions are winning.
Check out Brad Bearman, great writer over at...
We also want to thank
SidelineReport.com.
He has frozen...
Z has left the building.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you're there. You went silent there for a minute.
I never go silent. we also want to thank our producer,
Kid J.
For producing the podcast. So he's been doing a fantastic job.
The best.
He's actually out of Vegas this week and makes money.
All right.
So good for him.
Yeah.
He's going to put all back in the podcast, he said. He's going to put all the money back in the podcast.
Put it on the Lions.
Yes. Double your money right away. But we, of course, want to thank the listeners. We always greatly appreciate you guys. You know, it's tough. It's always tough being a Lions fan for all these years, but it's going to be worth it in the end, as you know, we always know. And if you aren't listening, well, listen, drink the Blue Kool-Aid with us.
You didn't hear that call.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate it. And last but not least, as always, go!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain, a Lions victory. go.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.